After Hour Sessions podcast. I'm your host, D-Rock, and I'm joined by someone who is always a fan favorite, always a personal favorite of mine, someone I love talking with. And she has always has so much going on and so much that she's just creating and producing. I'm just pumped to talk to her about that and also talk about a big Surrender wrestling party that's going to be coming up real soon as well. So give it up for the amazing, the incredible Domina Katarina Pierce. How are you?
I am great. I am great. Thanks for having me back. How are you?
You know I'm great. You know I'm great when I'm talking with you. And you know, like I always say, it's you're always like a number one top tier guest to have on. So of course I have to have you back on.
Like I love that we like every so many months we get to like, you know, touch back in, you know, get back connected. So, you know, if we haven't been chatting or anything, you know, too much because you work, I work, things get busy, at least, you know, you and I were pretty good about taking a pause and connecting here on the podcast. So it's nice. I like it.
Yes. Same here. No, and absolutely, because you're always doing so many different cool and interesting things. It's like, I feel like we need like a couple months to just like, to digest all the interesting stuff that you're doing. Like, it's just like, oh, I need to check in. And then it's like, man, like just to get all these cool, like fun things. So it's, of course, you don't disappoint with it. So tell the listeners, what have you been up to? What are some of the cool creative stuff you've been doing these past couple months?
We've been getting a little spicy, having some fun. Mm-hmm. I did go to Tampa in January, and I was able to film with Paris Love for the first time. Who is stuff? We did my Dr. Suzanne Becoming cured Paris Love of her fear of tits. did some booty stuff with her, did a lot of domination sort of wrestling with Queen Gia Love, who is going to be coming up for the party in March. And there was I love beating up on small men. I, you know, when you're nice and light and I get to just throw you across the room, yeah. Fun size Frank, let me toss him everywhere. It was so much fun trash talking him and just, you know, beating him all over the living room. And Mr. Little, I did some trash talk with Mr. Little.
Okay.
Yeah. But that one with Mr. Little, I'm very excited. I finally got to do a Zentai in the pool.
Yeah, I saw that. How was that?
It sucked.
Okay.
I mean, like, I expected to be like, okay, if my I'm going to be waterboarded, basically. But man, no, I was like, I do not like this.
Really?
It was really hard to keep going I just kept having to pull it away from my face. But I couldn't help but just dive right into the pool. It was cold, you know, I just figured I had to get in there. So, I ended up waterboarding myself.
So is that something that you would want to like have like another try at? Like, do you think if there's some things that were different, it could be better? Or is that a one and done?
No, I will definitely try it again.
Okay.
Yeah, I will try it again. And maybe just not submerge my face so quickly.
Because it looked really cool. I know you've talked on the show about that. So I was kind of like, oh, I can't wait to talk to you about that. So, like, it looked cool, but I guess it was behind the scenes. It's a little bit more of a challenge.
It was definitely suffering for the art. But oh, I did wow. get to do two of your favorites, the ass jobs.
Yes. How was that?
Those were really fun because I did them as Harley Quinn. And yeah. I love playing Harley Quinn. She is just unhinged and she doesn't give a fuck. I love it. I love playing Harley Quinn. So it was a good time. J.R. Cruz and I did one that was really good. Really, really good. I'm very proud of it.
Yeah, you should. Now, let me ask you. So with Dr. Suzanne Becoming, with the ass job videos, as you know, my favorites, like what led to you kind of, I say, bringing them out of I know they weren't in retirement, but it's been a little bit since we've seen them. What led to you kind of like bringing them back for the people, which I appreciate, by the way.
I mean, yeah, it was that I haven't done them in a while, and I've been looking at, you know, what people like to see me do. And you know, that was one of the things that they really like to see. And I was like, well, both of them are with Hans Vanderkill. Let's see if it's Hans specifically. But oh. It was my ass. Let's not worry about that. But yeah, I was just feeling inspired with the cosplay, and I thought it would be really fun to kind of be, you know, a jerk about it. Cause basically Harley breaks into their apartment, gets off, and then just leaves them, you know, whatever, and raids their kitchen for some snacks. So
yeah, so that was the interesting part. It was kind of like the videos with Hans, it was, you saw him to completion. With these, it was kind of like the tease and denial videos a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were really fun to do. I definitely want to do more. I definitely have some more ass job ideas. But Hans and I have been talking about our spice getting spicier. And I think we took a step closer with the sex wrestle that we did for his store.
Yes, which was pretty epic. And you two, there's no denying it. Like, people have heard us talking about it. You two have like an amazing chemistry, and like, so that's just where it's interesting, because that video, it was like, oh, the spice is taking up a notch. But now you're talking about even going up other notches, and I'm just like, I'm all for it, but I'm just thinking, like, as like a fan, how can you take it up even more than what you two already do?
I'm telling you, and this is, you were wondering the same thing last time. How are you going to kick up the spice? And we did it. So I'm telling you, just watch.
Okay. So now, is that something like, so take us like, take, you know, I'm saying us, cause I know I got the host hat on. I always got the fan hat on too. So like, take us behind the scenes. Like, how does that, is that just like, you call up Hans, he calls you up and is like, hey, I'm just going to freestyle this idea, because it's like, we know, like, to make the magic that you two make on camera, it takes that connection and it takes that communication. So, like, how do you guys keep, like, intensifying the spice? Like, how do y'all do it?
Well, luckily, you know, we have Munches with, you know, some of the wrestlers and the wrestling community here in New York. So we do get to see each other in person. Every so often, we get to go for a coffee meetup. And, you know, at least have like an hour or two to reconnect. And Hans and I are friends in real life. So, you know, shooting him a text, 10 o'clock at night, hey, I have an idea. And we just end up, I have an idea, then he has an idea, then he thinks, you know, and it just ends up building, and we feed off of each other with that energy and that chemistry. And we end up coming up with some really good, I mean, that sex wrestle was so fun. That was so fun. That was the first time I made out with Hans, though. I'm going to be honest. It was the first time I made out with his face. And it was a lot of fun. I love making out.
Really? Okay. So that was the first. I would never have known. Okay.
Yeah. Hans and I made out. We did. I mean, things were going in holes and rubbing with the oil, and
oh yeah, I saw that.
It was really hot. It was really hot.
No, absolutely. It's something that I think is so key. Like, and like, just always fascinates me. Is, even though, like, you know, you guys are your own artists, your own producers of content, no one ever does it alone. So finding the right people that you can build that connection and build that like creative chemistry with is just so cool to see and so important.
Yeah, I'm very lucky that I was able to find community, and not just, you know, kink community here in New York, but also, you know, my little, you know, nook of it with. And it all started with Doom Maidens, you know, and Doom Maidens had me on camera, and I ended up meeting the people and the wrestlers. You know, it just, they're a really great group of people.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Now, I know you mentioned also like a lot of this filming happened in Florida. How was it traveling? Like, is that something you plan on? I know you got so much going on, but for 2024, do you plan on getting some more travel in?
Oh, I want to travel so much. If I can, and I'm talking to you, clients, I'm talking to you, fans. When I post dates, if I get, the bookings enough in advance where I'm like, okay, I'm comfortable purchasing an airline ticket, then I will definitely travel. And I'm always up for sponsored travel. The trip to Tampa was sponsored, so I didn't have to worry too much about that. I was able to, kind of relax on the journey and get where we're going. For me, getting up in the morning like a day walker is really difficult. So I'll be honest, by the end of the week, I was like, oh, but I ended up traveling back to New York and sleeping for like 3 days.
Oh yeah. No, for anyone who doesn't know, this is also maybe one of the other like low key reasons why we get along so well is because the Dom Cat is a night person,
Nighttime is the
and
right time.
exactly, and so is D Rock, and it's
Yep.
almost like I remember first time meeting you in person, it was like daytime, and I could tell like you were, it was like, oh hey, like you know. Yeah, like it's like 2 o'clock. Yeah, like the squinty eyes, like look, it's the sun. Oh, okay. And I'm like, this is my kind of person. I'm like, 'cause I know that feeling. I'm like, I know that feeling. Like, so I can just imagine.
I went to a fundraiser recently for Red Canary Song,
Okay.
and it was a fundraiser where we had karaoke. It was a lot of fun. It started at 2 in Manhattan, so I did send a blinky video to some of my friends because I was like, I'm not used to being out in the sun this early. Usually, I'm hitting it around sunset, but ooh, that was full on sun.
No, I remember you texting me and CJ, and then I remember like I texted you separate, like we're just talking, and I'm like, hey, when's a good time to like hit you up, you know, and you're like, anytime after like 5 p.m. like is really great. Like I was like, whoa, I'm like, after five, like after five,
Yeah, I
anything
wake up.
before that is I'm like, okay.
You don't know who you're getting. That's the problem. I wake up around 1 or 2 in the afternoon. I'm honestly, I think the cutoff is 4 o'clock. Like, I'm a much better human after 4 p.m. I have had some morning sessions and they are fun, but it's definitely a struggle because my body thinks I'm supposed to be asleep at those times. But when you're traveling, you end up making a crazy schedule and just seeing as many people as you can possibly see, hopefully getting to see the city you're in. And in 2024, D-Rock, I want to go to so many places I haven't been yet. I am
Really?
dying to go to some of these places. I want to go to Texas. There's a dominatrix that I met up with at Exotica in Edison, New Jersey. And there are some things that we really want to do. It's the Commandant, and
Okay.
they're in Dallas. And we have some, like, we want to recreate some Betty Page pictures. And we also want to do like a horror porn
Oh, wow.
and make
Okay.
it like super campy. And I'm really excited to make some magic with the Commandant. But I've never been to Texas. I've never been to Las Vegas. I've never been to California.
Yeah, I'm with you. I've been to Texas, but the West Coast I've never done myself, and I definitely want to do. That's a bucket list for me, is to get out to the West Coast. So we need to do a D Rock and Dom Cat sponsored trip out there. Just
Hell
like,
yeah, I'm all for it.
yeah, I we need the West Coast needs us.
The
Not to
West
sound
Coast
cocky, but just
needs us, and they need us
like,
together.
yes. So we got to make that happen in 2024. We're gonna talk off mic about hitting that up, doing a little West Coast tour.
I
Like,
am
just,
into it.
you know what I'm saying? Because
And I
we
have a
need to go
driver's
see it.
license. We can rent a car, just drive up the coast.
Beautiful. That'd be awesome.
Whatever things people do in California.
And I know. I know.
And there's a time difference.
Yeah, which is weird. It's weird. So
I'm trying to figure out, like, am I just going to be awake at night?
Apparently. I've never done, my brother went out last year, and it was like that. He went to bed, like, early, like, a lot. Like, he was like, I'm tired, but he got up at, like, 5 a.m. because, you know, it was like 8 a.m. this time. So he was like up, like, and he said, like, everybody was sleeping, but I was awake 5:30, like, out. He was in L.A. So he was just wide awake. I did New Orleans a couple weeks, and that's like an hour difference.
Okay.
But it was still like, it was like weird.
Oh, was, New Orleans. I've never been to New Orleans.
Oh, New Orleans. If there's a city that is for you, it's New Orleans.
Really? Tell me what is the, if I go to New Orleans, when I go to New Orleans, let's say it that way, what is one thing I need to do?
One thing you need to do, I'll say this, like, the Bourbon Street was, like, cool and all like that. It was, like, touristy, but you definitely have to go to, like, there's so many, like, hole-in-the-wall places to eat. Like, it's one of those things, what tripped me up was, because I met up with a friend down there, and when he would drive me around, it was like, you ever see, like, a TV show or a movie where, like, oh, it's like, you know, on the outside, it's this regular building. But then, like, they open the door, and it's, like, this, like, jumping joint inside, and you're like, what? Yes. I saw that so many times in New Orleans, like, where, like, we'd be stopping, like this red light, and I'm like, oh, what's that building? And, like, a regular building, then, like, the door would open, and it's, like, this, like, jazz club. People are jumping up and down, and I go, what is – and he goes, oh, yeah. And he's been there, like, for a decade. He's like, oh, yeah, I guess that is something in there. I go, you guess? I'm like, what? Like,
there's a whole carnival going on in there.
Yeah, I'm like, this is normal. I had an outdoor session.
Really?
In a park. First time I ever did it. Yeah, it was so cool. Oh,
that's really cool.
It was dope. Like, it's so fun. I would say that. And it, honestly, like – the architecture is really cool there. Like, that surprised me. Like, it's like a lot of, like, even like the regular, like, buildings, but they're bright, like neon, like, pink and purple and yellow. Like,
oh, that's amazing.
And, you know, us being, like, you know, Philly and New Northeast, like, you see a lot of, like, the buildings and stuff. They're just, like, the same. No offense. These are our cities. We love them. But they're blah colors.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. Down there. So cool. It was like pink buildings, pink homes, purple,
yellow,
teal. It was like, that was what was really cool. And I just think it really is. I mean, I did the outdoor session, and when I tell you, no one looked, like, people, like, jogged by. It was like, you can just, it's just like a city where if you're different, I think you fit in.
Oh, that does sound like a city for me.
Yeah, I think you would love it. Like, I really think, like, you would, like, like, I want to go back, like, to really explore it. It was so cool.
Amazing. And I love art and architecture. And I also really love, I mean, food, for sure, and history. And there's a lot of, like, ghost stuff in New Orleans. So I really want to spend some time there.
Yeah, yeah. I was there for about, let's see, I got there, like, Friday. It was, like, a Friday to Monday. I went a couple years ago. And definitely want to go back and really, like, explore it some more, because it was just really cool. And it's not, it's a city, but it's not, like, overwhelming. Like it's a small town vibe, if that makes sense. So I think, like, New Orleans, yeah, you would love New Orleans. I really do think so.
Excellent. Well, I'm going to add that to my list. And I, you know, I love Charlotte and I love Atlanta. I love visiting down there. DC. I loved going to DC. So there are a lot of places I really, you know, and I cat sit for my neighbor. So the two of us are, like, synchronizing our Google calendars so that we can have cats, cat sitters, and get some traveling in. Cause yeah, I've wanted to up the travel in 2024. So kicked it off with Tampa, didn't go anywhere in February, but, you know, looking to make those changes for the upcoming months.
One thing I'll say, though, whenever you have a question that also popped in before we get to the party, because you talked about, and, you know, we had a conversation about how you might be the best at dominating smaller men. We talked about the ass jobs, the zentai, the, you know, the ball busting.
Mm-hmm.
So those four, right?
Mm-hmm.
Give me a 1 through 4. What's your favorite to film between dominating smaller men, the ass job, zentai, ball busting?
It's such a tie between ball busting and the wrestling, because when there's somebody that I can really just unleash on and just do the verbal humiliation and the trash talk, it is so much fun in my brain to just have these things just kind of bounce off the walls and come out my mouth. And I love ball busting. Okay, so I'm gonna say, but that ass job was really, wow, this is really hard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna do wrestling first. I'm going to do ball busting second. I'm going to do ass jobs third and zentai fourth.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Which makes me feel really sad for ass jobs. It's all the way down in 3, but those are still like my some of my top things to do. So I don't feel too bad. You know, throw in like goldens and pegging, and I think that's the Katarina package.
No, I'm surprised zentai was 4. That's what got me.
Yeah, sometimes I'm really feeling the sensory deprivation of it. And I love being on the mats in zentai and just kind of feeling my way and doing a lot of sensual zentai, I have to edit a sensual zentai. I do really love that. But sometimes I think it honestly kind of depends on my mood and, you know, where I'm at that week. For example, I just got done doing filming. I just filmed for 4 hours and we did mixed wrestling. We did ball busting. We did a golden. We did some foot worship, some foot domination. And I had a lot of fun. I mean, I prepare things ahead of time. I have, you know, the scenes and the props and the stuff, and I send it to you early. But then today, you know, we were talking and we were like, well, we're feeling ball busting. So we threw that in there and it worked. It worked because that was just kind of the spirit we were in.
Okay. Look at that. Okay. So the key also makes sure it's wrestling, but with the smaller guy.
Well, it's wrestling in general.
Wrestling in general. Okay.
But it seems that people really like to see me beat up on smaller men. Although Mr. Little is not little. And
yeah, I was wondering how big is he?
I mean, I don't want to be like average size, because what's average?
Average like 5'9", 5'10".
I'm sure if he's listening and he's taller than that, he's going to be mad that I say yes, but I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
Because you're a tall dude.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Aren't you a tall dude?
I'm a big dude. I'm like a thick dude. I'm about like 5'10", 5'11".
Okay. All right. Yeah. Because I do, I don't remember how, from our session, I don't remember how tall you are, but you are taller than I am. So I know I have to look up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And you're taller for a woman.
I am a whole 5'6.5".
Yeah, yeah. So average height for a woman is like 5'3", 5'4".
Really? So. That's mm-hmm. average?
Average American woman, yeah.
Wow, I'm an Amazon.
Yeah.
Oh, see? Shit. That's a new category I can jump
about
into.
About to say. You could unlock a whole new world.
Shit. Katarina's going to go. Listen, we might have to start ranking some new categories because kink unlocked. We're doing.
Oh wow, that should be a whole like separate podcast right there.
Yeah, I mean, there are some things that I dabble in. You know, I've done. You know, my pinned one of my pinned posts on Instagram is the Zentai tickling. So I do like to play with things. I have somebody on my loyal fans who we do giantess sexting, and it's a lot of fun to talk about, you know, finding this tiny little microscopic dude and picking him up and deciding to eat him. And, you know, it's fun to play with those kinks and fetishes that I don't necessarily focus on. So when somebody has, you know, an ask like in a session or, you know, an idea for filming, I'm always down to try something.
Oh, I know you are, which is why you're amazing, because you are down. I think people love to hear that. Like, it's just cool to, like, you know, because people love to hear. I always say within the boundary, within respectfully, but like, oh man, people have these ideas, and it's cool when you see someone and meet someone who's like, yeah, they're just like, all right, like, I'm down to try it. Like, it's really cool.
I am always willing to try new things twice. Twice. Once to like get the hang of it, and then the second time to really immerse myself in it.
That's why you're down to try the Zentai with the water again. That makes sense. I don't want to do it again. that's why, yeah, it makes sense.
We learn by our mistakes.
Dude, but the way you talked about it, that's why I gotta ask. But I'm like, this might be one where she's like, I'm out. Like, I'm like, but it was cool to hear you like, no, I'll do it again. At first, I was like, uh-oh, she might be done with this one.
Yeah, I think I think the quote was, it sucked, but yeah. I would still try it again. I really would, because it's just so cool, and I want to do Zentai on the beach, and, you know, so there's so much that I still, you know, I want to do, so I'm definitely down to try a Zentai in a pool again. I think that would be,
we just got to make sure.
It's some beautiful visuals. Pool. Yes, listen. Listen, Tampa was not warm in January.
It wasn't.
It was not warm in January. That pool was cold. Honestly,
what, like, was it like in the 50s or 60s down there?
It was in the 50s, I think, if I recall. Or the 60s, probably the 60s, some of the days. It was definitely like a skirt and like how I needed a sweater or like a jean jacket. And Mr. Little fucking trooper, he was in the pool with me. He, you know, I shout out to Mr. Little for doing that, because that pool was really cold, and it was very cold when we got out.
Okay, I did not know. I thought it was warmer out. I knew you said the pool was cold. I didn't know that it was just cold all around. Okay.
Yeah, apparently they were having a cold week when I went down. You know, things warmed up a little bit after I left, but I must have brought the cold Northeast weather with me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You see? Makes sense. Makes sense. So it always happens. But okay. So that's we gotta make sure. Warm heated pool for the next
warm time. Heated pool. If anyone has a warm heated pool they want to see me do Zentai in, ring a ding ding the Dom Cat, because she's ready.
That's so cool. So now we definitely got to talk about, because you are the queen of surrender and the queen of the surrender, these wrestling house parties, and you got a big one coming up on Friday, March 8th,
yes,
in the NYC. So please tell all the listeners about it. What's going down Friday, March 8th?
You know, I am very excited for March 8th. It's going to be really hard to top the December 15th party. I'm going to be honest. We had so many people. We had, you know, Goddess Nyx and Goddess D came in. Like, people traveled to come to this party, and we had the full floor of 3F Studios. We had wrestlers. We had other, you know, kink and fetish providers. It was, the playlist was going, people were dressed. It was fantastic. I had such a good time. I was over the moon. So this one, that one we added, we did role play and ropes. So this one, we're going to bring it back to the asphyxiation. And we're going to do big booties and breath play. And last time we did this, we had a live performance of the Face It Orchestra that I love to do.
That was part of it.
Yeah, a live performance. But this time what we're going to do is going to start with, so the first hour ends up being, you know, sort of the lesson. So one of the differences for this party is I've added an hour. So the party is going to start at 6 so that we can do the workshop and all that kind of stuff. And then by 7 to 11, we have 4 solid hours of party.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're going to start with, you know, wrestling safety and consent talks and, you know, creating our container and kind of getting comfortable with each other. And then Eli, the naked trumpeter, have you ever heard of him?
No. Who's he?
They are a fantastic provider, BDSM provider. They do so much, you know, flogging and I think they might actually make floggers. They're extremely talented, flexible, extremely flexible. And one of the things that they do is they put a trumpet up against your genitals and play. And the vibration is, you know, can bring you to climax. So they are actually going to be here. I don't know if they're going to bring their trumpet, but they are going to lead the workshop on safer ways to play with breath play. Yeah, because, you know, breath play is super fun and, you know, smothering and choking. Those are some of my favorite things to do. Those are top level things that I love to do. And those are things that people sometimes who don't realize that they're kinky throw into their sex repertoire, and they end up, you know, sometimes, you know, kind of hurting each other because, you know, the way we choke is different. We don't crush windpipes, breath play. There are safety things involved so that, you know, you don't knock anybody out, that kind of stuff. So Eli, the naked trumpeter, is going to come and lead the workshop on that. And I am very excited because they are an absolute pro. I'm super excited for that. We also have providers that are, again, you know, local, and also providers that are traveling to be here. Goddess D from Ohio is going to be coming again. I think I mentioned earlier, Queen Gia Love from Florida is coming up. Gia Love just had her LFC debut also.
I saw. Yes. Yeah, awesome.
And I mean, she's got a great ass. That is going to be, that's a big, lovely booty to have on the mats on March 8th.
That is so cool. Okay, so I'm looking at Eli the trumpeter, and they definitely have, that is really, their page is like, that's getting me excited to see. I definitely want to see what they are going to do at your event, because I'm like, this, it just amazes me how creative people are. And it shouldn't, because it's like, yeah, it's just, there's just so much out here in the world, and so many people are doing different things. But it's like, wow, like, okay. Because at first I'm like, naked trumpeter. I go, I'm not gonna lie, I was like, are they playing the trumpet naked? Like, but no shame in that. I'm just like, is that what the hook is? I'm like, okay. But now seeing it's like, oh, this is really cool. So no, I'm excited.
Yeah, they're really good at so much that they do yoga. So the poses in their photos, even just photos of them, the poses that they do, I'm blown away. It's the same thing. Like, you know, this person's creative, but you're still just, you know, blown away by the amazing choices that they made in their art. And, you know, speaking of art, we will also have vendors at the party. Mm-hmm. We, again, we'll have Max Gaff for Flash Tattoo. So there will be a Flash Tattoo room, a cuddle puddle with Sir Nick, and electro sessions. Because, hey, 5 hours with a whole bunch of other people can be a lot. There's music playing. There are people coming in and out of the rooms. You know, sometimes you just need a moment to decompress. I mean, last time in December, I even hit the cuddle puddle room. I was like, I need a moment. Somebody.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I was like, I had somebody scratching my back with these metal talons. It was fantastic. It was such a great, like, sort of break. But we're still going to have Amoon's edibles. They are homemade elevated treats. The cupcakes are beyond, like, my eyes cross when I eat them. They're so good. they have, you know, infused drinks. And then we're also going to have a Sex Work Survival Guide, which is the nonprofit that I co-founded. Mm-hmm. And we sell our rainbow merch. So we sell our rainbow pride butt plugs and necklaces and keychains. And, you know, all of that, the money towards that gets put toward our education, which is free. And, you know, that's the big thing with Sex Work Survival Guide, is it has to be free, including, and I don't think I mentioned this to you, our upcoming conference in June.
Oh, no. What's okay. Mm-hmm. What's going on in June with this conference? That sounds awesome.
June 2nd is International Whores Day. So it's International Sex Workers Day. Let's call it that, because I can say whore, you can't. Mm-hmm. So it's International Sex Workers Day. But if you see IWD, which is also International Workers Day, that might be what they mean. But the really exciting thing that we're doing is not just that we're going to have another really big conference. We're doing our first hybrid event. So we're going to do the online thing like we always do. So anybody anywhere can you know, get this free education and this information. But we're also going to be at this place called $3 Bill in Brooklyn. And that's okay. Going to be in person. And we're going to have, you know, we're going to have some speakers. We're going to have workshops. We're going to have vendors. You know, the first conference was learning how to, you know, like survival, right? Survival shouldn't be a luxury. And then the second summit, the career summit, focused on, like, you know, let's thrive. Like, let's not just survive. We deserve to thrive. And this one is going to be focused on, like, okay, so we've made a couple dollars. What do we do with it? You know, because you see people talking on Twitter like, oh, I bought real estate. that's not most sex workers where they're going with this money, right?
Okay, right.
I mean, think about you growing up. I don't know if, like, anybody taught you budgeting and, you know, just how to manage your money.
It's the most, it's funny, because nothing, it's not important, but it's still, like, it's true. Like, it was just, you know, my mom saying, have enough to pay your bills. And, like, that's it. Like, it's like,
right, like, how?
Yeah. But you know? Like, for the longest, I'm like, yeah, I did. And then it's like, no, I didn't really. No offense to her, but I'm like, that's not really telling me how to budget. It's saying, it's important to pay your bill, which of course it is, but it's like, I don't really, so you kind of just figure it out, like, this is what I make, so this is what my bills need to be under this, not over this. It's like trying to do that. So, no, you're right. Yeah.
It's something that we don't learn in school, and it's really one of those things, like, I don't do anything with the hypotenuse of a triangle or whatever. But, you know, I do need to make sure that my bills are paid. And that's something that especially, you know, sex workers that are coming out of, you know, a poverty situation and are just, you know, seeing this money and excited that they can pay bills, you know, learning how to plan ahead, learning, you know, what is your priority, you know, those kinds of things are just, they're so important. And it's one of those things where, you know, you can learn as you go through adulthood, but, like, what's the learning curve when you're, like, you know, when you owe the IRS, like, what's the learning curve there, you know?
Is it also talking about, like, which I wonder for a lot of sex workers, like, knowing when to, like, invest, because I'm sure, like, you know, if you're starting off, you have a few, maybe whether it's outfits or different, you know, props or or whatever, but like learning when it's time to like invest in yourself, like invest in your business.
And yeah, we're gonna have like the money management workshop, and one of our co-founders, Dr. Ash Dark, does taxes for alternative businesses, including sex workers, and she is fantastic at, you know, telling us like which gifts we have to declare. You know, you get a new purse and you think like, oh, I got a new purse, but sometimes the IRS wants a part of that purse.
So even if like a sub like gets you a purse, you gotta like,
there are certain gifts that you do, you have to like count, you know, and then there are certain things that you can deduct. You know, if you only wear false eyelashes to be on camera or to be in a session, then you can deduct false eyelashes, you know, those kinds of things. And she's really good at just cutting through the bull and just telling you, you know, this is what you can do and this is what you probably shouldn't.
But that's huge. That's so important. Like, just because, like, you can get caught up in not trying to be like deceitful or withhold, but just lack of knowledge, and then you're getting something, you know, from the IRS saying you owe all of this stuff, and it's like, what the hell? Like, yeah, you weren't trying to get away with anything. You weren't trying to be deceitful, but you just didn't know. You didn't have the knowledge.
Exactly. And it's difficult to go to, you know, we all have to pretty much lie to, if we want to go to an accountant. You know, I'm an artist. I don't know, house cleaner, like whatever you say you are, like it's very hard to find somebody that you can trust. So that's another part of these events, you know, of the Sex Work Survival Guide events, is getting to know vendors and getting to know business owners and getting to know other community members, because that's how we find who will work with us and, you know, what works and what doesn't, and even harm reduction, who to stay away from. That's all about community connections, you know, just like the March 8th party. It's right. My favorite part of it is just being in community. And just, oh, and of course we're going to have mini sessions, D-Rock. Did I not mention that?
Oh, I mean, I'm glad you did, because I know it from going before, but that's good for the listeners who maybe haven't gone yet. Yeah, there's mini sessions as well. So to have a mini session with Katarina or Gia Love, or, you know, just so many awesome people there. Mm-hmm. Like you can do that, which it's really cool.
Yeah. The mini sessions while the main party is going on, and we have matchmakers that will help people who want to wrestle other guests find each other. It's really good. Now this time I will say we are going to bring back negative COVID tests. So you have to show a negative COVID test. Last time I got a little lax. And your girl, the Domcat, came home with the COVID.
Oh, okay. So,
I had COVID for Christmas. It sucked. I didn't get to go see my mother. So we are going to implement some, you know, just basic COVID protocols. And that's just going to include showing a negative test, which I think is fair. I think it's fair. You know, the way COVID is kind of wrecking some people, I think it's fair, because there are people who come and wear masks and they should be able to be in community too.
Very true. And definitely, just because, I mean, we love it. That's one of the things we love about it, is the closeness, the tightness, like obviously, like literally and figuratively. Mm-hmm. So like, if we're going to be that close and on top of people, like everyone just needs to be safe. So I totally get that.
Yeah, I mean, wrestling is so much about minimizing the space between the two of you. So when you say tight, you're not kidding.
Yeah.
If you let space in between you and your opponent, you're giving them a way to to get in and beat you. So, you know, it's really important for people to be cognizant and just, you know, thinking about other people checking for lesions on your skin before you get on the mats, covering, you know, maybe if you have a wound, covering your wound. People who get the tattoos at the event. I got a tattoo at, was it the May? It was my May event. That was the jewel heist mystery. It was pro style, and I got that little Lucha Libre guy on my thigh, and it was wrapped up, and I went on the public mat and started wrestling. So I was like, oh, I didn't think that through. but Max did wrap it up pretty well, so I was okay.
Okay, see, good job, Max. He's a pro.
Max is amazing.
Now, something that really interests me is definitely because – you know, you're having a lot of entertainment, a lot of fun, but you're educating people. So this might be tough to answer, but either during the party, and I'm kind of interested just as much, if not more, after these parties, are you having like different people, whether they're sex workers themselves or just fans, start really asking you questions about, because you're having different topics in different things each month. Are you getting some really good conversation with people about, you know, like this month, this asphyxiation, and you had the heist, you've done bondage, different things. Like, are you getting good, like having good convos about people wanting to get this knowledge?
Yeah. And actually, as you know, the banks and the credit card processors are who determines what gets to be on an adult site.
Mm-hmm.
So the banks that, or the processing that Forbidden Tickets uses, I stopped using Eventbrite because I kept getting blasted off of there. So I went to Forbidden Tickets, and, you know, they might be sex work friendly, but the banks still aren't. So what I do is I have at surrender parties on FetLife, and I answer a lot of questions there. Stuff that I can't put about the mini sessions or about, you know, maybe the 420 treats, I talk about on FetLife. I have FAQs on there. Anytime somebody slides into my DM and asks me a question, I'm like, oh, this would make a good FAQ. So I, you know, post it publicly, my answer, not their part.
Yeah.
But I post it so that, you know, because somebody else is going to have that question too.
Right.
And it's great because we talk about, you know, talk about the king, talk about it. And everybody on there is interested. They either have something to say or they're looking for something, you know, looking for some of that magic. So yeah, FetLife at surrender parties, that is where everything is. I mean, I'm already planning June, D-Rock.
Really? What are you thinking about for June?
I'm thinking Impact.
Wow. Okay.
I'm thinking Impact because Akasha Onyx would be fantastic to lead a workshop. So I'm trying to work out the dates. I'm trying to work out the dates where we can have the most amount of people available. So I'm getting everybody's availability. So hopefully it works out. But I did also on the ticket page ask people for their input. So if somebody has a great idea for a future party, please answer that question on the ticket page. And, you know, I'm going to consider it, but I'm already talking about June, D-Rock. I'm going to do a contest to name the event.
Oh, okay. What does the person, whoever has the best name, do they win something?
They win a free ticket to the party.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. So, yeah. You know, it's
okay.
25 bones, early bird, 35 for general admission. $50 at the door. So instead of that, you get a free ticket. That's where I'm at, like initial planning sort of.
Your boy might enter that contest and, you know, might be gunning for that free ticket himself here. So listeners know.
I am all for that. I mean, my friend Riru is the one who named the asphyxiation for me. You know, she loves a pun. So,
so you know,
yeah,
letting everybody know it's no favoritism. If I win, you know, I put that work in.
It's gonna, you know what? It is. It's gonna be all on merit, D-Rock. You know me. You know.
I know.
Gotta watch those. Make sure transparent and But yeah, I can't wait to see what names you come up with. I'm very excited.
It's gonna
to
be
that.
Good. It's gonna
You're
be good.
You're a creative guy.
June. That's my birthday month. You know, I always tell people that's like the month I feel like people like really start to like. Once like after Memorial Day, it's like people are coming out their shells. They're like, we survived this warmth. You know, it's like, all right, it's like an awakening. And what is better than, you know, awakening to that surrender party? Like, it's just.
Oh my gosh. And I love birthdays. Like, honestly, the only thing I love more than my birthday is other people's birthdays. So I'm very excited. A friend of mine, Lotus Rope Wolf, it was his birthday. One of the weekend, I think it was Pride weekend, that we had an event. And I got him a cake and I made everybody sing to him.
That's cool. That's awesome. Okay. I didn't know you're such a big birthday.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the one day that, you know, it's kind of like you take that time to tell the person that the world got infinitely radder when they arrived in it. And to just, you know, celebrate them and do things that they love to do and make it about them. Ugh, I love it. I love it.
That's awesome. That's so cool. All right. Okay. So look at that. See, we got March coming up here, this event, but you're already thinking ahead to June. I love it. That is so you, which is, is why you're just the best. That's so cool. That's so cool. No, I love it. And I'm glad and I think this is for also, I don't want to speak out of pocket, but definitely you answer a lot. But I think anybody who goes to these events and you want to talk to one of the vendors or one of the other DOMs or session wrestlers who are there to ask questions. Because I remember when I went, you know, and even afterwards, people were asking me questions. And, you know, mm-hmm. when I was at the event, so I can only imagine how many questions like you get. So that's why... Because some people maybe, you know, they're shy in the moment, or maybe the question hits them like afterwards and stuff. Mm-hmm. And definitely want people to feel comfortable to, you know, no matter when the question hits you, and please ask the question. You know, we want to hear.
Absolutely. That's how we learn, is by asking questions. And that's how we keep each other safe with knowledge.
For sure. So it's Friday, March 8th, mm-hmm. in the NYC.
In the NYC near Union Square. It starts at 6 p.m. with the workshop with Eli the Naked Trumpeter. And then we open up for mini sessions and the big party. So, you know, Big Boss Blaze will be here. I'm trying to think. I didn't write it down, so I'm trying to think off the top of my head. Who did I post on Instagram and Twitter so far?
Well, you did. You said, ma'am from Ohio, the
Goddess D, who does a lot of face sitting. Goddess D has actually one of those boxes, the smother boxes that she uses.
Mm-hmm.
So she is definitely a giant fan of face sitting, but we even have some non-wrestlers that do face sitting, that do breath play. You know, Rev Rucifer has a gorgeous ass.
Yeah, big fan of her.
Yeah. Goddess Cleo is going to be there. Goddess Cleo is fantastic. I adore her. She's got a gorgeous ass. There are going to be so many beautiful asses here. I love this event.
That is so cool. And now, for those who maybe can't get to New York but want to buy online, is the whole event online, or is that just for the educational part? Or
just for the educational part? So you can join us virtually for the workshop, but for guest privacy, we don't live stream anything else, any other part of the party. And we ask that, you know, if people have their phones, to please take pictures in a corner against a wall so that you don't get any other guests in the background. But really, I mean, I love when people are like, nope, I'm putting my phone away, and they're just completely present.
That's awesome.
There really aren't any pictures of any of these parties, and people always want to see what happens at them. And I'm like, you just have to come.
You got to be there.
Yeah, we're not taking pictures of people who have jobs on Monday. So We want to keep everything nice and private. So definitely you have to come to check it out. There's so much happening. Wait, my friend Glitosaurus Rex has a company called Fantasy Features. Things like, you know, elf ears and stuff, right? So they're all Caucasian colored when you buy them, right? Mm-hmm. It's so hard to find ears for BIPOC cosplayers. And she's starting with these masks, these great masks that I've actually used in a couple scenes. So she's going to be there. And everyone's going to get a free gift from Lust Arts, the custom fantasy adult toy company. They have, you know, the tentacle. They have a unicorn horn. They have, you know, they even have collaboration with Jet Setting Jasmine and King Noir. So they have so many different things. They have an alien dildo. It's great.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're a fantastic company. So you get a free gift from Lust Arts when you come to Surrender Wrestling and Asphyxiation on March 8th.
Okay. Okay. So everyone come to it. If you can, go to New York, March 8th. Surrender Asphyxiation it's always a good time. It's always awesome. Just myself going and then also still talking to people who have gone to multiple events. People come, you get new people, but you get people who return. And mm-hmm. I don't think that would happen. No one really returns if it's not a great time for anything.
Yeah.
The fact that so many people return kind of proves it's a really fucking awesome time.
Thank you. Yeah, it's so nice to see people, you know, coming back. There's one person that usually is the first person to buy a ticket, like as soon as the tickets are available. And they were telling me they don't go to any other parties, literally just mine.
I wonder if I might know that person.
Is it Watermelon Slice?
Yes.
Yes, I love Watermelon Slice.
Yes.
What a fucking joy to have at a party. When people are like, what's your audience? I'm like, Watermelon Slice.
He's the man.
The person is just a fucking joy.
The man. The
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
Thank you. You should know when I met him, and he listens to the podcast, so shout out to him.
Shout out, Watermelon Slice.
But knowing the geography, and when I met him, and he had that was my first time going to a party, and he had gone to others. And then I'm talking to him, and he told me where he lives at. And I go, oh, I know where that's, you know, not too far from me. And then I'm like, well, how do you get up here? And he was like, I Uber. And I'm like,
what?
Wait, you Uber all that way? I go, that's like, isn't it like two and a half hours? He goes, yeah. I go, and then you take the train back? He goes, I didn't think the train was a possibility. I go, what? I go, bro, you got to get on the train with me. Like I'll show you the way. I'm like, yo, that's a hefty Uber ride. He goes, yeah, it kind of has been. I go, well, I mean, big up to you, but you don't have to do that no more. This, the train will take you pretty much like right by where you need to go. I was like, whoa. I'm like, That's 5 hours worth of Ubering.
Yes, I wish you could see my face right now. My jaw is completely dropped.
When he told me, I don't want to give out his, but I was like, whoa, you Uber?
Wow, guess. Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. So, gosh, shout out Watermelon Slice.
Yeah, you talk about a fan, because I was like, bro, I was like, yo, I'm glad we talked. I'm like, hop on this train. I'm like, you got to get on the train, man. I'm like, I'll show you the way. I'm like,
yes.
I'm like, no, you don't got to do all that. Like, ooh. I'm like, no way. I'm like, I can show you. There's a better way. He's like, I didn't know about this.
Spread the good word, D-Rock.
Yeah, I was like, because I'm like, I love that you're going, but I'm like, man, I don't want you to have to Uber.
For real, that is dedication to the cause. I am so here for it. But yes, please take a train, Watermelon.
So, I mean, this is also for people to listen. I mean, if a person is going to do 5 hours of commuting in one night, that must mean, to Katarina's credit, it's a great time. Like, if this person was willing to do that multiple times.
Yeah.
So, like, that's how awesome it is. And he's awesome, too. But
yeah.
So, please go. Like, it's going to be a lot of fun. Like, it's such a great time.
there are trains here. It's very, because it's close to Union Square, it's very close to the train. You have access to the path. You have, you know, different connections to get to the LIR. There's a parking garage right next door. Good luck finding on-street parking in New York, but you can try it. But there is a parking garage right next door. So it's really the only thing is it's not wheelchair accessible. We're up 3 flights of steps. But other than that, it's a really great location. It's in a perfect spot. And we're going to have the whole floor. So we're going to have, you know, the tattoo room, the cuddle puddle room, a room for vendors, another room for vendors, a mini session room, a big mini session room. I'm trying to think. I think there's one more I'm missing. But yeah, we have so much space. It's fantastic.
That is so awesome. So everyone, please come out. Please order your tickets online. You can order tickets. You can go on Domcat's her Twitter or X page. You can go on different things that buy a ticket. So please do.
Yes, yes. And online ticket sales end on the day before, 3/7. So then door tickets are 50. But you know me, and you know, again, the only thing I love more than making my own money is seeing my friends make money. And since Surrender is a community party, I offer affiliate links. And I've offered them in the past to providers and people involved, volunteers involved. But if there's someone from the community, there's actually someone who hit me up on Instagram, and I got her an affiliate link. So if you can buy from an online ticket from an affiliate day of the party, so you can come pay $50 at the door, or you can buy, instead of $35, you get a $5 discount by buying through an affiliate. And then after the party, I pay them out 15% of the net sales from that link.
Look at that.
Yeah. So, you know, it's whoever, you know, if your friends, you know, your friends want to come, make a couple of bucks, get an affiliate link and have them buy their tickets with the affiliate link, you know, and they have the bonus of the discount and of the availability on the day of, you know, and then you make 15%.
And this is also, everything she said is so important, but it's also why it's great to have her on as a podcast guest, because look, you get travel stuff, you get creative stuff, you get, you know, business, you get math, like you get a little math lesson right there at the end. You get the whole package with you with Katarina. It's just like, it's awesome. I'm like, man, I feel like that that Chevy, this is old school, with that Chevy Chase sketch from SNL when he's Gerald Ford and they're like a debate, like a presidential debate, and they're asking him all these like questions, and he was like, I was told there'd be no math. Like, that's all. I'm like 15%. But I'm like, please don't quiz me. I'm like, don't quiz me now.
I am not a fan of numbers. You know, that's one thing that, you know, owning your own business, you really have to get over your dislike of numbers so that you can keep track of your own stuff. Yeah.
Just so if you guys do that, that sounds like really a great deal. Just remember, have, you know, calculators are on your phones now. Mm-hmm. So just have them ready. Just be like, get a little tripped up like me. Just be ready.
Hey, man, I count on my fingers still.
But this is awesome. As always, talking with you is awesome, that you have this event coming up that I know it's going to do well, like it always does, and going to get a lot of people, a lot of buzz going. And I can't wait to be there, to see you, to see everybody, and just be a part of it. Get back, you know. Get back in my New York groove. It's been a little too long.
It has been. I haven't seen you in a minute.
Yeah,
it's so good to see you.
Yeah, last time I was in New York was for your event.
Damn. Yeah, it's been a while.
I did hit up. I was in Edison in the fall, but that was not quite New York. So that's why I was in NYC was for your event. So
okay,
I got to get back in my New York groove.
I didn't run into you at Exotica, did I?
I don't think so.
That place is so deceivingly large.
Yeah, I was the, and was that your first time going?
It was. That was my first Exotica. Yeah.
Wow. You know what? I guess you remind me. It's like, but you know what? A lot of New Yorkers are like that, though. It's like they got everything in New York, so they're like, "Why travel?" Because it's like, it's like there's a lot of these first times. Like I'm like, "Oh, you haven't been there. You haven't been there." It's like. So many New Yorkers are like that. They're like, we got everything here.
We got everything here.
We don't need to go anywhere. It's all right here.
Why do I need a hotel to go 45 minutes?
But
it was a lot closer than I expected. And it gave me a lot of great ideas for when I finally get my ass to Exotica Chicago.
Oh, so Chicago's the one you want to go to next?
Yeah. You know, I hear that's the big one. So I'm excited to experience that and maybe bring some mixed wrestling to the convention.
Okay, so that's bigger than the Miami one. Okay, that's good to know.
Oh, wait, is the Miami one bigger?
I'm not sure. The DC one, I know people, I've been to that one. I like it, but it's not bigger than Edison. Like, that's like a smaller, like really small. It's not even really in DC, wink, wink.
Oh, sorry, DC. I'm skipping that one.
Yeah, it's not even, it's like, it's in Virginia. Not far from DC, but it's like, it's smaller. Let's just say, I'll keep it at that.
Okay, all right.
I'll keep it at that. But okay, yeah, Chicago, that'd be cool too. Chicago or Miami? I didn't know if you wanted some heat.
Love Miami. I like give me some sunshine.
So Miami, you've been to?
I've been to Miami for not wrestling. Although actually, I did. I think we were close to Miami. For when I did the camera work for King Noir, three years ago? What is time, D-Rock?
What is time?
It means nothing. but that was probably the last time I was in Miami, aside from, I think I went to Fort Lauderdale. How close is that to Miami? I need a map right now.
Look at that. See, math, geography.
You're going to school.
Civics lessons.
The Domcat's taking you to school.
You're taking us to school tonight. I love it. I love it. This is great. But okay. So this is awesome. No. So everybody, please follow the Domcat because she's going to have, like she mentioned at the beginning of the episode, that spice. She already has great spicy content, but. You know, her and our guy Hans, when they're together, it's through the roof spice. So that's coming. Is that in the works?
Are
going to shoot?
Yeah, we have to pick a date for it. You know, and as you get spicier, you know, things get a little bit, you got to do some testing. You got to, you know, get some things. You got to plan ahead of time. So, you know, but Hans is really great to work with. And you know, ooh. I trust him when I work with him.
I remember you did some videos with that guy, what's his name? Orlando. Are you going down that route?
I think so. D-Rock. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was the first time I was penetrated on screen. I mean, if there's anyone, you know, every time I have something that I want to try, I'm like, Hans. You know, because he's just so good to work with. He's just, you know, and I trust him. I'm comfortable with him. And like you said, the chemistry is silly. You know, we have crazy chemistry. So, we are going down that Orlando sort of path.
Which, you know, is I'll speak for me. This is the fan, the nerd in me. So people listening, sorry, but hashtag not sorry. I like with you, and I don't want to either spoil it or I could be off, but I like the hot content, but I like the behind the scenes, like talking it out stuff you do too. So that's always cool.
Yeah, it's really, and that's part of the thing too. It's like, I feel like even tonight when I was doing filming, we did a couple, you know, before a scene and after a scene, we talked on camera and, you know, aside from reviewing boundaries and things like that, it's fun when somebody hasn't done this before to see what stood out to them,
yeah,
what they were excited about. So I've been filming, I'm going to be honest, I've been filming a lot with people that I meet from FetLife.
Oh, really?
Yes. Today was someone, he drove from Boston to come here for 4 hours. He had to cover, you know, the cost of the camera person and the location needs to be covered. And it was the first time he was on camera and he did fantastically.
Wow. So you really, I love that. So it's really, you're really taking chances there. Not in a good way. Like, not, I don't mean like the safety. I just meant like it's first time on camera. Like that's yeah. Cool though.
Yeah. Let's see what we get. Let's see what it is, you know? And for someone who, I mean, again, he drove from Boston, but it's way cheaper than a session that would be for 4 hours. You know, I mean, honestly, we're doing my content. We're doing what I want. But he did mention he liked feet. So we did I changed a little bit up and we did a little bit of feet. And we had a really great time.
Awesome. So someone you want to work with again in the future?
Yeah, I would love to see him again. I would, and my friend Molly B. Simmons did the camera work and she ended up directing. And God, her eye, she's just so good. She's so good. I love that girl. So woman. I don't want to infantilize anybody. but yeah, it was fantastic having a friend behind the camera and someone who was just really into trying new things. We did at least 2 things that he has never done before.
That's awesome.
Yeah, really exciting. So, and that's part of the conversation on camera is like, you know, what did you think?
No, and people may not realize how that, like, that takes courage, because to try something new is like, okay, come out of your comfort, out of being vulnerable. That takes courage, but to put it on camera, that takes a lot of courage. So kudos mm-hmm. to that guy, you know, and for you for trusting and being, you know, obviously being patient and working with, but like, it takes a lot of courage to do that. So that's really huge. That's awesome.
Yeah, we had a great time. Thank you.
No, that's great. That's great. So everyone be on the lookout for all this great, amazing, spicy content that's going to be coming out as well. And remember, Friday, March 8th, 6 p.m., Surrender Wrestling Asphyxiation. These parties are great, and hopefully we will see you there. So for the amazing Domcat, I'm D-Rock. Thank you guys for listening to After Hours Sessions.